KMLS.com. Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we are back. I'm Michael Cohen with Emily Scarlett producing tonight. The Michigan Supreme Court this week announcing a controversial ruling that's now the final word on thousands of foreclosure sales in Michigan that were hanging in limbo. Some are outraged by the decision, but while others say it allows the real estate business to move forward. To talk about it, I'm joined by Brad Ward. He's the Director of Public Policy and Legal Affairs for the Michigan Association of Realtors. Welcome to the program, Brad.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for having me on.
Now, someone who isn't involved in the real estate business may not even know about the Mortgage Electronic Registration System, or MERS, although the company claims to own titles to nearly half of the country's mortgages. Now, before we get to the details of the ruling, considering the sheer size of MERS, what kind of impact would we have seen on Michigan's real estate market if the court had ruled against MERS?
Well, you know, for our association, looking to the Supreme Court, it was all about clarity. You know, what the Court of Appeals decision really did was it was kind of level the whole thing and not really provide a roadmap as to where to go next. You know, the decision invalidated essentially thousands, the Court of Appeals decision, thousands of MERS foreclosures, and in turn, you know, put in limbo a lot of the title held by the subsequent purchasers, you know, the innocent parties who purchased, you know, from the banks and then paid taxes on them, improved the homes. And so, you know, we saw a ripple effect of immediate cancellations of pending sales, listing sales. And as everyone knows, as you look around at the real estate market, you know, a setback of this magnitude could really have a devastating effect on any kind of turnaround we're hoping to see in Michigan.
I wonder, this MERS company, it's so gigantic and seems to almost dominate the mortgage industry, and it is obviously created by the mortgage industry. Do you think it's a beneficial thing for the real estate industry as a whole?
You know, I guess the verdict's still out on that, or the jury's still out on that. We've had court decisions against MERS, for MERS, across the country, looking at the various aspects of what MERS actually provides. In this instance, you know, the Supreme Court was looking at one very narrow aspect of all the services that MERS provides, and that's whether or not they had the ability to foreclose by advertising.
Now, critics are upset and say MERS is a shadowy company that makes its records almost impossible to track, that it's usually unclear to a person facing foreclosure exactly who holds their mortgage when MERS is involved. Do you agree with that assertion?
Yeah, I mean, you know, to a point, they're right. And, you know, the MERS system is something that was set up by the lenders, and, you know, from my understanding and the understanding of the folks within our association, was meant to provide kind of a servicing mechanism as well as a mechanism for being able to take these loans and be able to securitize them on the secondary market. So, you know, there are suspicions behind MERS, and maybe rightfully so.
And in terms of our law here in Michigan that allows foreclosures to occur without the involvement of the court system, foreclosure by advertisement, do you think that it is a bit too easy to foreclose on a home here in Michigan?
Well, you know, that's kind of been the question that we've really wrestled with, along with lenders and consumer advocates. And we've been part of a kind of a larger stakeholder working group within the, you know, within Michigan government in terms of trying to find out, is this a fairly good foreclosure system that we have here in Michigan? Could there be additional protections? Yes. Could it be more clear in other areas? Certainly. But, you know, overall, I think we've worked to try to make the process less adversarial, more open, more honest, bringing the parties, the borrowers, and the lenders to the table earlier to try and get some of these things worked out before they even get to the foreclosure process.
I'm talking to Brad Ward, Director of Public Policy and Legal Affairs for the Michigan Association of Realtors. So what's going to happen now that the court has made its ruling? Are we going to see a flood of foreclosure sales going through and people getting kicked out of their homes?
You're not going to see that. I mean, you know, those listings that, you know, the properties that were already in the bank inventory, those were really the main ones that were affected by this. If they were indeed a MERS foreclosure, the ability for those to go forward was really put into question. We have some clarity that, you know, MERS was the proper foreclosing entity in this case, according to the Michigan Supreme Court. So those are going to be cleared up. The other people who are going to get certainty out of this are those people who just bought, you know, a bank-owned home that went through a MERS foreclosure system. You know, those people who would look to sell their home in the future would have, you know, without this ruling or without some clarity, you know, a cloud on their title where they may not be able to transfer it into the future because, you know, you're really uncertain as to who actually owns or what the true stake in that property is. So I think we're going to see a little bit more free flow of these things. But as far as the foreclosures are concerned, no, we, you know, it didn't do anything to reduce the redemption period. It didn't do anything to speed up the foreclosure process. It simply provided kind of a roadmap for those properties that were left hanging in limbo.
So I want to talk about Michigan's housing market in general at this point. You know, there are estimates that we're still in for about 100,000 foreclosures in Michigan and that we're not quite done with this process. Is that likely then to keep home prices in Michigan down for years to come?
You know, we're not out of the woods yet. You know, this crisis is still working its way through. But, you know, our members are telling us in various areas of the state that they're seeing positive signs. There's more people that are out looking now more than have been in the past few years. Yes, foreclosures are a big driver of value, but we've also seen demand starting to increase. So, you know, we got a lot of good signs coming out of Michigan in terms of renewed consumer confidence, people getting out there wanting to move. There are great deals that are out there, but, you know, there's a lot of demand for owner-occupied housing. You know, people who are looking to sell their home and in our price, you know, right, that's where all the demand is. People don't necessarily want to have to deal with the red tape of banks in terms of getting their offers approved, and they want someone they can see, someone they get an answer back from immediately in terms of negotiating that price. So we are seeing very good signs that Michigan's housing market is starting to bottom out, and if not increase in some areas.
Well, selling a house is one thing. Selling it for the right price is, of course, another. I know it's still a buyer's market out there. Have we, in fact, seen the bottom for housing prices, or is it still not clear if we might still dip back down to price levels that we saw, you know, after the initial collapse of the housing market?
You know, I don't think anyone necessarily has that crystal ball, but, you know, from what we're seeing is that, you know, prices are actually increasing in areas of the state, values are beginning to stabilize, and like I said, the consumer demand is there. The signs are good, but, you know, we're hoping that trend continues upward.
And in terms of buyers, I mean, it's the kind of situation where the prices are so low, but are the buyers really out there right now? I mean, I know our state's population has dropped, and it doesn't seem like we really see a big influx of people coming to Michigan. Do we see houses essentially just sitting out on the market for long periods of time right now?
You know, it varies. There really isn't no one set standard. But, you know, there are buyers out there. There are people who are creditworthy and getting approved. And, you know, now is the market when those buyers can choose to be picky. But at the same time, you know, they got to know what their options are, which is why we always encourage them, of course, to use one of our Realtor members.
And finally, to go back to this MERS court ruling, is this kind of the big issue, the big court issue that the real estate market has faced, or are there any other types of things up ahead that may cause some issues for the real estate market?
Well, you know, this was a big one. You know, when the Court of Appeals decision hit, a lot of the industry tried to figure out exactly what it meant, tried to educate as best as they could, you know, where to go from there. The title companies started trying to figure out how they were going to insure these. You know, with the market we're in and with the foreclosures that we have, you know, it's hard to say, you know, there very well may be more legal challenges down the road. But for right now, you know, on this very narrow issue in terms of whether or not they have the ability to foreclose, you know, that at least has been settled.
And one last thing, in terms of this court ruling, which essentially says, you know, the state law allows for this procedure to occur, do you think that those that say that that does need to change in terms of having the court at least somehow involved and for real clarification as to who the mortgage holder is when someone is facing a foreclosure, do you think those types of things do need to happen here in Michigan?
Transparency is always a good thing. You know, being able to track who owns your mortgage, where the title of your property is, you know, those are important things. Whether or not the MERS system or the Register of Deeds system is the best mechanism for delivering that, you know, continues to be debated. But there are bills that, you know, we're currently working on with the Michigan legislature and other interest groups, you know, like the consumer advocates and the lenders, that are trying to provide more transparency to that process and make sure that people have the best information they can about, you know, the status of their mortgage.
Brad Ward, Director of Public Policy and Legal Affairs for the Michigan Association of Realtors. Brad, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you very much, Michael.
When we come back, we're going to talk about an online petition that has drawn more than 50,000 people calling on state lawmakers to pass a tough anti-bullying bill. I'll talk to one of the high school students who got the ball rolling on this petition to find out where it's going and why she got involved. That is next. I'm Michael Cohen, and you are listening to More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Puso. As the deadline closes in, the Congressional Supercommittee appears no closer to striking a deal to slash the deficit. More than $1 trillion in cuts needs to be hammered out by next Wednesday, Republicans putting up a plan to trim more than $500 billion.
A congressional official says Democrats reject that idea because it would hit domestic programs too much. An aide to the Republican leadership says the proposal is made in good faith and...